Footnotes and Fables from Los Angeles, where we dwell in a place where history meets speculation and myths are made. Today, the freeways. The first thing that strikes one about the freeways is the traffic. Who are these people? Why are they here? That's a valid question. There's no reason for LA's existence. LA has no great harbor or river. Less than 200 years ago, it was a dusty outpost with a handful of residents. So how did it grow to a world-famous city packed with people? It begins with a bribe. LA and San Diego were early rivals. San Diego was a friar-filled paradise, while LA was a frontier town populated by tough men, tougher women, and babies who perhaps would one day be tough, but for now were just babies. LA's citizens included Biddy Mason, the city's first real estate mogul, and F.P.F. Temple, who overcame being born without any vowels in his first name. These early Angelenos wanted more for L.A. They wanted a railroad, and Southern Pacific was building them. The man in charge was Charles Crocker. Crocker was known for building the Transcontinental Railroad. Truth is, though, Chinese workers built the Transcontinental. Crocker was therefore the first CEO to discover the fundamental theorem of management. Cheap foreign labor equals executive credit. Crocker was looking where to build next, and he wanted a kickback this time. San Diego was an option, but even though the city would one day be synonymous with a notorious criminal, it was not willing to play dirty. The outlaws from LA, however, were happy to play Crocker's game. They made their case brief. To be specific, it was a briefcase full of greenbacks. And so Los Angeles got its railroad. San Diego, on the other hand, became an afterthought, a place where whales go to die. LA was finally on the map, but still the city wanted more. It wanted to dominate the map. It wanted that giant 30-point map font reserved for real cities. And in 1911, it found the industry that would make LA the city of big dreams and even bigger font sizes. In the early 1900s, the movie industry was at its infancy. Movies were primitive. They lacked special effects, explosions, and Nicolas Cage. Yep, movies were pretty boring. But then again, most things were boring back then. A group of filmmakers in New Jersey, led by David Horsley, tried to make better films. But Thomas Edison, who owned the patent on the motion picture camera, believed only he had the right to produce movies. Edison's agents roamed the Jersey streets, and the forests were thick with his patent trolls. Hounded and harassed, Horsley fled by railroad. He rode and rode until the track ran out. Last stop, Los Angeles. Horsley couldn't believe the paradise he'd found. Why does anyone live in New Jersey when Southern California exists? He thought. But he would never admit his love for the Golden State publicly. Like all East Coast LA transplants, he would proclaim the superiority of the East despite living out his days in the West. With fugitive filmmakers making LA the epicenter of the movie industry, it grew to the US's second largest city. And so now you know why all these people are here. But the question remains, why freeways instead of a public transit system? LA once had a flourishing trolley network, but in the 1940s, General Motors bought up all the light rail lines and destroyed them, ensuring the supremacy of the car. A move so illegal that the government fined GM a whole dollar. So a vast conspiracy between GM and the government is the reason for all this traffic. The only problem is, it's not true. Like most conspiracy theories, people believe it because it's comforting to think someone is in charge, someone's responsible, rather than our own lives being the product of chance, or even worse, our own decisions. The truth is that the light rail system was already far into decline when GM bought it. GM dealt the final blow, but LA had chosen the car much, much earlier. LA's first freeway was a stretch of the 10, then Ramona Boulevard near Boyle Heights. Built from 1933 to 1935, it was a libertarian's dream. No lane markers, no guardrails, and except for the 77 people maimed during its inaugural year, everyone loved it. The people demanded more freeways. They wanted to be able to drive anywhere at any time, and they got their wish. Freeway after freeway was built. People were free to drive anywhere they chose, and they all chose the same place, a ranch house on a cul-de-sac. And so, as Dorothy Parker put it, LA became 72 suburbs in search of a city. It wasn't designed or forced by anyone. We wanted this. And now here we are, stuck with our freeways. After years of sitting in traffic, you may start to question your decisions. Why did I move here? Why do I stay? Maybe the answer is as simple as it's better than New Jersey. Or maybe you wanted to be someone, and so you moved here thinking that in a world-famous city that came from nothing, you could do the same. But instead, you ended up doing voiceover for an obscure documentary series. Just another lonely person among miles of lonely people, sharing only the same faded dream.